Let's, Be'ezus Hashem, Beli Neder, let's finish us together. Today's daf is daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. A little bit later today, I'm going to send around to the group an invitation to the live stream of my son's wedding. My son is getting married tonight, Baruch Hashem. So we should always celebrate Simcha together. I wish I could have everybody in person, but it's not to be. We're having a very, very small wedding. Only family. Maybe like, because of the whole situation in the neighborhood, so many more cases, we cut it down to only the family. We're only having like 40 people from our side. Just my immediate family is coming to the wedding. Okay. So we're up to Amar Rami Bar Chama. Amar Rami Bar Chama, that is four lines down on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, this morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moya Rav David Tzibin Rav Yosef, who's certainly a big part of why my son is the way he is, and also Chaim Tzibin Avraham. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hare Amru, Shavas, person who is in a particular place, Yeshlo Arba Amos. So if you establish your residence, let's say 2,000 Amos outside the city, so you get 4 Amos of that place plus another 2,000 Amos outside of that 4 Amos. Hanosin is a ruvo. If a person sends a shliach and puts down bread in a place, he's not actually there, Yeshlo Arba Amos Olo. So does he have just that spot plus the 2,000, or does he have 4 amos plus the 2,000? Amarava Tashma Lo Amru Marvin Bapas El Lahak El Ala Ashir Shalo Yetseve Arav Baraglav. They allowed you to do bread to be lenient that you don't have to go there yourself. So it sounds a little bit like whatever you get if you were there yourself, you're going to get with the bread. Iyamus Ein Lo Hai Lahak El Ahmeru. So then you don't get the same thing. You're not going to get the same thing with the bread that you get by being there. The Gemara says, no. Maybe you don't get the same thing. The Gemara says, afilo hachi nichle keich delo nitrach v'nepuk. You still get a leniency in the fact that you don't have to go there yourself. You could have a shliach go put a piece of bread there. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you get all exactly the same rules, that you get 4 amos plus 2,000. Maybe if you're there yourself, your body gets 4 amos plus 2,000. But if you send bread, you only get exactly 2,000 from the edge of the bread, and that's it. It's not necessarily true that you're going to get the 4 amos plus the 2,000. So the Gemara doesn't have an answer. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mi sheyatza leilech b'ir shema arvin ba. So we had this Mishnah quoted earlier. So a person who left his city on Erev Shabbos with the intention of going to another city, which is 4,000 amos away. So he wants to go 2,000 amos before Shabbos, and then to be able to, on Shabbos, good morning, Eitan. He wants to go 2,000 amos on Shabbos in order to go another 2,000 afterwards. But what happens? He goes on his way, v'chziru chaveiro, and his friend says to him, nah, it's not a good time to go now. It's snowing, it's raining, it's hot, it's cold. Come back to the city. So the halacha is, hu mutter leilech. He himself is allowed to walk on Shabbos to 4,000 amos. He is allowed to, that just in his mind, he wanted to be kaveh the 2,000 amos away. Remember, yesterday we had a whole discussion whether or not you could be kaveh in your mind or not. But the Mishnah here seems to say clearly, like Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see, he himself can go to the neighboring town 4,000 amos away. V'chol b'nei ha'ir, but everybody else who was sitting pretty at home in their house and didn't move, asurin, they can't go there. Because since they did not start the journey to go there, so they're considered to be ashirim. They sat at home. They could have put bread out there. They didn't do it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol shu yochal la'arev velo irev. Rabbi Meir says no. Anyone who could have, he could have said something. He could have established and said it, and he didn't do it. He could have said with his mouth that he wants to be Kona Shvisa. He didn't say it. Hareze Chamor Gamol. So he gets the chumras of both things. He can walk 2,000 amos towards the city, but that's all. That's all. and he can't walk even one amma in the other direction. So we give him the chumras of both, because he never clearly established that area as his place. He could walk the 2,000 amas in that direction. Maman of Shechik walk that way, whether he'd be in the city or he'd be there. But to the other direction, he's not allowed to walk even 1 foot. Says the Gemara, Maishna iu, maishna inu. What's the difference between the guy himself who walked out and the people of the city who didn't walk out? We're talking about a guy who owns 2 houses. Uveinem shnei tchumei Shabbos. There's 4,000 amos between the 2 houses. And he wants to go to his second house. He left on Erev Shabbos with the intention of stopping halfway between his 2 houses to be koveya his Erev there, so that on Shabbos he could walk to either house. Iyu came into Nafak Leilo Urcha. Since he set out on the way before Shabbos with the intention of establishing his Erev there, he just went back because the people said, ah, it's too cold, it's too hot, it's rainy, etc. Sahavale Ani. Once he was on the road, he didn't have bread with him, he's on the road, he has the status of an Ani, and therefore, he is allowed to even look at a place. Once he's an Ani on the road, he's allowed to look at a distant place and be Koivea, his Shvisa there. And that's enough. So he was Koivea just by walking on the road and seeing the spot of the 2,000 Amas, for like the guy who sees the tree far away and says, I want to be Koivea over there. So this guy sees that area. Once he's on the road, he's an Ani. He's allowed to establish his location there. And therefore, on Shabbos, he's allowed to walk to 4,000 amos. But Vahani, but everybody else in the city, they sat pretty like fat cats in their house. They had plenty of food that they could have done. Since they weren't on the road, they didn't have a status of an Ani. They're an Ashir. And therefore, an Ashir, Ashir, Vahani, Ashirininu. And therefore, the only way an Ashir can make an Erev, we learned yesterday, is either you got to walk there yourself or send somebody with bread over there. But just being kaveh with your mouth, that's a heter that's reserved only for an ani, a guy on the road with nothing. He's allowed to use his mouth and look 2,000 amas away and say, that's where I want to be kaveh. So since they didn't do that, they have to remain in their cities. And then they get 2,000 amas outside the city. But they can't walk to the city that's 4,000 amas away. Now, so this was all said by Rav Huna. So Tanya Nami Hachi. We also learned in a brisa supporting this. Mishi Yishlo Shnei Batim, guy who owns 2 homes in 2 cities. Uveinayim Shnei Tchumei Shabbos, 4,000 amas. Kevin Shehichzik, Baderech. Since once he's on the way, Baderech, even though he went back, Kona Eruv. So he's Kona Shvisa in between the 2 cities. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yeser Al Kain, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda, I guess it's his son, added on to this. Afilu Mitzao Chaveiro V'Amarlo. Even if in the middle of the journey, his friend. So again, Rabbi Yehuda seemed to say once he was Muchzak Baderech. Once he started walking, so he's Kona the Erev. Now, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda adds on, even if his friend in the middle of his trip, Mitzochar Riva Amarlo, Lin Po, nah, go, turn around, go back home. Ace Chamahu, Ace Sinu, it's hot outside, it's cold outside. Even if he turns around and goes home and his friend told him to go home, even then, Lamachom Ashkev Aholech. Even in that case, the next day he's allowed to go the 4,000 amas. Now, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi Yehuda are arguing about something. So the Gemara wants to know, what are they arguing about? Amar Rabba, Lomar Kuli Amalo Plead Tzarech. The fact that your friend said, go home, everyone agrees that your friend has to tell you this. Right, because the Mishnah said Hechziru Chaveiro. So clearly you went back because it was hot or cold. So in other words, the fact that your friend told you go home now, it's actually a riot of the other direction. In other words, Lomar Kulam Lukli Tzarech. everyone agrees that it has to be a case of where your friend told you to go home. In other words, from the fact that your friend told you to go home is a riot that you really wanted to go. You only went back because your friend convinced you to go back because it's hot, it's cold, whatever it is. But your Iker Kavana was to be Kaveh, your Makom over there. So everyone agrees that you need that criteria that your friend told you to go home. Because had you turned around and went back on your own, maybe you're showing with that turning around that you really don't want to be Kaveh, your heir at the end of the 2000 Amos. It's only because your friend told you to go back. So you're saying, oh, I really wanted to go, but my friend told me to go back. Oh, so Kulam, so Lomar to say, for your friend to say, Linpo, stay here in the city, right? You started walking out of the city, your friend said, you don't know, you didn't see the weather report, it's supposed to snow. Go home, Linpo. So to say Linpo, everyone agrees to Tzarech. Ki pligi, what are they arguing with? Lehachzik. Do you actually have to start, have taken a few steps out of the house or out of the city to go? That's what they argue on. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you must actually start walking. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, even if you're just talking to your friend, oh, you know, I'm about to go out to go because the fence is no limbo. You don't have to go. No, you didn't take any steps at all. But once you just mentioned that you're planning on doing it, even if you didn't actually go, your friend says, Lin Po, that's enough. So that is Rabba's version of the Machlokas. V'Rabbi Yosef says the opposite. V'Rabbi Yosef, Amar, no. L'hachzik t'gulei am l'pligi d'tzarech. Everyone agrees that you had to have at least taken a few steps in that direction. You had to have gone. Ki pligi lomar. Do you also, the argument is, do you also have to have in the case that your friend said to you, go home? Or no, maybe even if once you started walking, even if you yourself walked back home, that's also good, says the Gemara. Keman azla ha da amar ula mi shehichzik baderech vehechziru chaveru harehu mukhzar. Sounds like it doesn't work. Mukhzak. That sounds like it does work. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? Imukhzar lama mukhzak. Imukhzak lama mukhzar. This is a contradiction. If you're mukhzak, that means that you do kona shvisa. If you're mukhzar, it's like you're back in the city and not kona shvisa. What does it mean? It says, ma'ach kama. This is what it means to say. Afal pisha mukhzar, mukhzak. Even if you walk back to the town, you're still mukhzak as having made the Erev. Keman, who's that going like? Kirav Yosef, alibadar v'yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. This is like Rabbi Yosef's version that you need both. That you need the friend to tell you, and you need to have already started walking. Rav Yehuda bar Ishtasa, Isili Kalkala de Peri. Rav Yehuda bar Ishtasa, they brought him a basket filled with fruit. Le Rav Nosan bar Oshia. He brought a basket filled with fruit to Rav Nosan bar Oshia on Erev Shabbos. And he wanted to go back to his house. 4,000 amas away. Kihaba Azil, when he started walking, Shavke Adanach is Darga. So Rav Nosan waited until he took one step down from the attic so that he could be considered that he started walking there. Amalei Bisacha. And then once he started, took one step out down from the attic, he said, you know what, you should just stay here. Ulamachar Kadam Vazil. And the next day, Shabbos morning, he walked 4,000 amas because he had both criteria. He took one step out of the attic towards walking, and he told him, "You come back. You should come here." Says the Gemara, "Keman, whose shita is this story going like?" Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Same story, like Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Sheyachal La'arev, V'lo Irev, Hareza Chamar Gamal. Rabbi Meir's situation, what was Rabbi Meir's case? Rabbi Meir's case was, what was the case there, right? That since the guy didn't say the words, since the guy didn't say the words, he was on the way, but he never said, I want to be Kaina Shvisa in that place. So then he's messed over. He's messed over. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said, no, as long as he started walking along the way, he's good. But Rameir said, no, since he didn't say the words. He's a chamar gamal. Right? He's like a donkey and a camel, right? The camel goes very slow, the donkey goes faster. He's a chamar gamal. Says the Gemara, why did Rameir have to teach us this halacha here? Hatanin echad azimna. Rameir already taught us the halacha of chamar gamal in a case where we're not sure what your intention was. So you get both chumras of both places. You're stuck in between the two places. He already taught us this halacha. Where was this? Earlier on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. By the case of the bread of the Erev Tchumen that rolled outside of the Tchum. Or it burnt. If you knew about it, Miba Od Yom, so there's no Erev. However, if it happened after Chashecha, so it is a good Erev. Safek, let's say you weren't sure when the Erev got rolled out or when it got burnt up. Rabbi Rabbi Oimrim, Hareze Chamar Gamal. So we're not sure. We're not sure if it got burnt up before Shabbos, so your Shvisa was in your town. If it didn't get burnt up, then you choose this. So what's the halacha? You got to walk only the 2,000 amos between the town and the Erev location. You can't walk 2,000 amos past the Erev, and you can't take one step out of the town in the other direction, because maybe your Shvisa was at the Erev. You don't know. So you're a chamar gamal. You're like pulled in both directions. You're pulled by the camel forward and by the donkey backward. So we already learned this, that any time that we're not sure where your Erev is, you have to be machmir like both directions. Says the Gemara, it's not exactly the same case. Amar Rav Sheshes, no. Lo tema tama de Rabbi Meir. Safek Erev, Safek lo Erev. Hu da'avi chamar gamal. In a case where we're not sure whether there was an Erev at all. We don't know whether the Erev was in existence at all when Shabbos began. So that there you're a chamar gamal. Aval, in our case, vaday lo irev. Right, the guy, you just took five steps out of your house. You could have very easily gone back into your house, taken out the bread, and gone out there and put the erev. Or you could have said, shvisasi b'makom ploni. You could have said, I want to do it. There's no suffix over here about what you did. So one could say, this is not called setting up an Erev. Very nice, you took a few steps in that direction. But that's not enough. So you would have thought, lo avich chamar gamal. No, this is a clear indication that the Erev is not kaina at all. Just because you took a few steps and you didn't say anything, that's nothing, one might have thought. And therefore a mayor would have to say no. Elafilu vaday lo irev, even though it looks like anybody who was watching you would say, who wouldn't learn Gemara Erev would say, well, you did nothing. You took a few steps in that direction. So even though that looks like it's vaday lo irev, nevertheless, even in this case, havi chamar gamal dehahacha vaday lo irev, you didn't actually make any Erev, nevertheless, vikahave chamar gamal. Nevertheless, Rav Meir says, since we're not sure whether or not this would be good enough, we're not sure about your kavana, even though you started walking, but you didn't say anything, so we don't know. Gamzen nikra chamar gamal. That's also included in the situation, where it's not that a suffix in what happened, it's a suffix in what your intention was. Even that's called, even though you did nothing, even though you did absolutely nothing, that's also called a chamar gamal. That's the way Rashi understands this Gemara. Rashi says we're not sure about the guy's kavana. That's the suffix here. Does he intending to be Kona Shvisa in his city or at the end of the Tchum? But Rashi has a second shot. You consider like an usher. You lose the 2,000 amos to the other side because you're showing you don't want to go in that direction. It's a different shot in the Gemara. Okay. Tosis says a third pshat of the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Mi sheyatza chutz l'tchum. Someone on purpose, shelo l'shei mitzvah, leaves the tchum. We had this quoted earlier. Afilu ama achas. He walks 2,001 amos. He's got to stick it to the Ribbono Shel'Olam. He's bedafka. I'm going to go. You remember Rosh Hashanah, he's going to walk 2,000. I'm going 2,001. Lo yikanes. Sorry, you're now one ama outside of the tchum. You may not go back in. Penalty. I guess he does tshuva after 2001. He does tshuva. He says, nah, I want to go home. No, no, sorry. You have to stay right there for the whole Shabbos. You can't move. Like the famous story in Camp Monk with the guys who took the Shabbos afternoon walk over to the girls' camp next door. And they were stuck. They learned the halacha. They were stuck on the porch of the bunk. Weren't allowed to move the whole Shabbos. Penalty. In the penalty box. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Shtayim yikanes. If you walk two amos outside the tchum, you're allowed to go back in. Shalosh lo yikanes. But three amos you can't. Look, we learned in the Gemara earlier, the Rabbi Lez's logic is, he holds havlas tchum and milsa. He holds, at the end of 2000, you get four amos, and you're in the middle of it, so you get two amos, so your new four amma thing is swallowed up into the tchum of the 2000, since they overlap, the 2000 and the four overlap, and Rabbi Lez's sheet is, havlas tchum and milsa. When you have overlapping tchumen, you're allowed to take them both. Chachamim disagree, and they hold it's lav milsa. But three, if you went three amas out, so then you're in the middle of four amas, so you only get two, so there's no havlas tchum and you can't walk back. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Zakti Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Raglo achas besoch hatchum v'raglo achas chutz l'tchum. So I was thinking, this is classic. It's a shaila. Does this have a status of basketball or hockey? That's the question. When you go over the half court line, on basketball, you have 1 foot over the half-court line and 1 foot behind the half-court line. And then you took a step over, and now you go back. So I don't know, I never understood this halacha. What? So that's called over and back. Even though you had 1 foot, even though you had 1 foot behind the line, once you took a step forward, you go backwards. So you violate half-court. No, I think so. Think so. Maybe not. Mordechai says yes. However, when it comes to hockey, if you're straddling the blue line, you have 1 foot over the blue line, 1 foot behind the blue line, you're still considered to be behind. It's not offsides. The guy who comes in front of you wouldn't be offsides. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, so here that's a shaila. Let's say you have 1 foot out of the tchum and 1 foot in the tchum. So so are you allowed to walk back? Back court. Is it a violation of back court? Here we go. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Raglo achas otchum, raglo achas chutz l'tchum. Lo yikanes, like basketball. Sorry, once you're out of the tchum, you can't go back. Once you cross half court, you can't go back to back court. Dichsiv, imtashiv b'shabbos raglecha. Imtashiv b'shabbos raglecha. Raglecha ksiv. Lashin yachid. You're not allowed to move your foot backwards. Ask the Gemara Vatanya, Raglo Achas Besochatchum, Raglo Achas Chutzlatchum, Yikanes. You are allowed to go back. Answers the Gemara, Harmani, Acherim. That Brisa is the opinion of Acherim. It's usually Rabbi Meir, right? The Sanya, Acherim Omrim, Lamakum Sherubo, Hu Niskar. Acherim say no. You follow where the majority of your body is. I guess if you took one step out, the majority of your body is still backwards, is still in backcourt. In the tchum, Ikadami. Some have a slightly different version of this. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Raglo achas b'soichat tchum, Raglo achas chutz l'tchum. Yikanes. 1 foot out of the tchum, 1 foot in the tchum. You're allowed to go back. Tichsev im tashim b'shabbos raglecha. Raglecha karina. We read it as both of your feet. It's only a problem if both of your feet are out. It's a problem. But if a single foot is out, ask the Gemara Vatanya lo yikanes. Where says, Hu damar ka cherim, nisani lemakam sherubo niskar. Since Rove is still backwards, you're considered to be like you're still in the original tchum. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shtaim Yikane Sholosh Lo Yikane. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you take two amos out, so then you're allowed to go back, but three you're not allowed to go back. Frank de Gemara, Vatanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Achas Yikanes, Shtaim Lo Yikanes. It's a problem. Mishnah says two. Rabbi Eliezer says two. You're allowed to go backwards, but three you can't. But the Brisa says one. You're allowed to go backwards, but two you can't. Answer the Gemara. Lo Kasha. Ha de Akar Chad de Vekama Tarte. Ha de Akar Tarte Vekama Tlas. The Mishnah is talking about where you walked out one Amma, and now you're in the middle of the second Amma. You didn't go out two full Ammas. But the Brisa that says you already walked out two Ammas, you're holding in the middle of the third Amma. That's where you can't go back in. Ask the Gemara V'atani, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afilu Amma Achas Lo Yikades. There it's clear. And to the Gemara, Kitani Ahi Lemodade. That's talking about a different case. That's talking about a guy who was walking along the way, and it starts getting dark Erev Shabbos, and he's Kovash Visasa in his place. So if he's Kovash Visa in his place, he gets 2,000 Amos. So he starts counting out the 2,000 Amos towards the city, and the 2,000 Amma ends one Amma outside of the city. So the halacha is, he may not enter the city. He may not enter the city. Because in such a case, even if the 2,000 Amas ended in the city, he would have to stop at exactly 2,000 Amas in the middle of the city. He doesn't get the whole city. Disnan, we learned earlier, I'm sorry, we're going to learn later in a Mishnah, Samach Alf, Amid Alf, Ulamodade, a person who was Koveah his Shavisa outside the city, and he gets 2,000 Amas, he has to stop on the dime where the 2,000 Amas end, even if he made it into the city. Kal v'chomer, if he makes it one Amma outside the city, you can't walk into the city. It's not Ulamode, the guy who was Koveh's Shvisa Baderech. And he's Modeid, he's measuring the 2,000 Amas allowed to walk. She'amru, nosna alpayim Amma, afilosof midasa kalabama'ara. Even if it ends up in the middle of a cave, he can only walk to the middle of that cave. He doesn't get the whole cave. If he ends up in the middle of a city, he doesn't get the whole city. He has to stop on a dime at the house that the 2,000 Amas ends in the middle of the city. By the way, this halacha lemaisa. People don't know this halacha. They think, if there's a city 2,000 Amas away, I'm allowed to walk the whole city. Or if there's a city 4,000 Amas away, you're allowed to walk to the... And you set up Erev Tchumen 2,000 Amas away, and you get to the other city for that, you're allowed to walk the whole city. It's not true. If your area is the end of 2,000 Amas, you don't get the whole city. Unless it's a walled city, that could be a different story. We saw before, if you end up in a walled area, you may get the whole walled area. But if it's a regular open city, you won't get it. Fine. Fine. A little machlok is about how we read this exactly. Okay, last Mishnah. Mi shehechshech chutz l'tchum. A person's on his way home, Erev Shabbos. He didn't have enough time to get into the tchum of the city. Afilu ama achas. Even if he's one ama outside of the tchum, he's 2,001 amas away from the city. Lo yikanes, he's not allowed to walk into the city. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu chameshas re'amos yikanes. Rabbi Shimon says, even if he's 15 amos outside the tchum, he's allowed to go in. She'ein amashochos mematzenes amidos mipnei atoin. He says, everybody who set up the tchum, they always give a 15 amma grace period. They give a 15 amma grace area. So really the tchum, well, you thought it was 2,000 amos, it's really 1,985. So you always get an extra 15 amas because people who measured the 2,000, the measurers always gave you a 15 amma grace period because people would make a mistake. People would go beyond the they would miss the marker. So therefore, since you have a grace period, if you're within 15 amas from the marker, you're safe. You're allowed to walk into the city. So since this guy was a shogeg, you're allowed to let him go in back into the city because he's really Alibi de Emes, he's really inside the 2,000 amas. Tana, we learned in a brisa. What does it mean? Pnei toa amida. People who missed the simen that they put at the end to be mitzayin where the end of the tchum is. So since people, it's very easy to miss the sign. Here ends the tchum. So they would make the sign 15 amas in so that when you missed it, you turn around, I remember it. So you'll be able to go back. So in such a case too, we let the guy go back. So Hajin Alach Misho to you. Thank you very much for joining. We should always be zeichah to celebrate Simcha together in person. And I'm going to send you out if you have nothing better to do this afternoon at 5:30, we'll send you out the live stream link to my son's wedding. We should always be zeichah to celebrate Simcha together.